Fourth premise. Oh, this is one of my favorite ones. This culture is based on a clearly defined and widely accepted, yet often unarticulated hierarchy. Violence done by those higher on the hierarchy to those lower is nearly always invisible, unnoticed. When it is noticed, it's fully rationalized. Violence done by those lower on the hierarchy to those higher is unthinkable. And when it does happen, it's met with shock, horror, and the fetishization of the victims. And there are so many examples of this. My father is extremely violent. My brother has epilepsy from blows to the head. He broke my sister's arm. He raped my mother, my sister, and me. And the one time that my brother fought back, he was beaten far worse than any other time. Why? Because he'd committed blasphemy. He'd sent violence up the hierarchy. That's one example. Another example is cops. Every day in the United States, between 4 and 6 people die because they encounter police. And on the other hand, every time a cop dies, there's this big state funeral, you know, with a bumper sticker, some gave all gave some. You know what the most dangerous civil service profession is? Garbage collection. Way, way more dangerous. But when was the last time you saw a state funeral for a garbage collector, you know, with a big bumper sticker, so, you know, some gave all gave some? You know, when was the last time you saw a Tom Cruise movie where this intrepid garbage man is cleaning up the mean streets of LA, you know? It's not going to happen because it's not valorizing that violence. Okay, I want to try one more thing about this, which is, I mean, if you don't believe me about the cops, I have a little thought experiment to do here, which is the next time there's one of those WTO meeting or WTO protests or one of the, anti-war protests or something, you know, all the cops are there in their full riot gear, take a baseball bat. Walk up to a cop and say, "Excuse me, Officer Friendly, I'm just doing an experiment, nothing personal," and then hit him. And then hit him a couple more times real fast. And then I'll talk to you in about 80 years. What's another example? Bears. Where I live, there's bazillions of bears. And, you know, I walk through the forest all the time at night, don't ever have a flashlight or anything. And everybody's like, "Oh my God, aren't you afraid of the bears? I mean, they're gonna kill you." And I respect the bears, but I know that there's one person dies in North America every other year because of a bear attack. And on the other hand, there's 46,000 people die in the United States every year because of automobile accidents. So the truth is, we should be, you know, walking happily through forests, but then you go through a parking lot and it's like, "Oh my God," you know? And the cars are like, "We're gonna get you." Why do you think the garbage collectors have this high rate of mortality? All those big fucking trucks are like, "Now we got him." What's another example? I live 3 miles from the ocean. You know how often I get in the water? Never. You know why? Because of that fucking movie Jaws, you know? I saw that thing when I was like 15, and I get within 100 yards of the water, I hear that goddamn theme music. Anyway, but the ratio of human attacks on sharks to shark attacks on humans is literally 20 million to one. What's another example? Oh, 9/11. You know, when was the last time you heard a politician in the United States, especially, give a speech where they didn't mention 9/11, 9/10, frankly, and there were 3,000 people died in that attack? And it's, you know, totally fetishized, but at the same time, there are 15,000 people in the United States die every 2 weeks because of preventable cancers. And there are 500,000 children die every year as a direct result of so-called debt repayment from the so-called third world to the so-called first world. But of course, that's invisible. That doesn't count. Or there are 6,000 people in the United States die every year as a direct, because of unsafe work. No, it's 60,000. 600,000. 6 million. Every person in the United States dies every year. No, it's 600,000. 60,000. In any case, it's more. But that doesn't count because it's not violence going up the hierarchy. One more example. Oh, this I love this example. Does anybody mind if I swear? Too late. Oh, that's the difference between the talk I'm doing tonight and the talk tomorrow night, is they have prohibited swearing tomorrow night. So, which is going to cut about 20 minutes from the talk. So any of you who are going tomorrow night, you'll just have to carry the swear words with you. "Hey, could I bring a plant?" And so I go, you notice that, and then somebody in the audience can go, "Fucking," theme music from Jaws. I won't be doing it.